It's Monday, December 19th, and you're listening to the Geek News Central Podcast, show number 730, sponsored by GoDaddy.com. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Geek News Central is also sponsored in part by Mosey, Mosey Pro for Business. Get 15% off using the promo code PODCAST17 at MoseyPro.com. Again, PODCAST17 at MoseyPro.com. Hey, folks, I got a great show lined up for you. Strap in. Here it comes.
All right, people, I need a go, no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Toddism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
Five.
Button, who's got the button?
Four.
There is no cause for alarm.
Three.
Everybody hold on to something.
Two.
Just press the button.
One.
It's showtime.
Aloha and welcome to the Geek News Central podcast, coming to you as live as it can be from the beautiful state of Hawaii via the Geek News Central studio overlooking Greater Honolulu. Hey everyone, welcome to the show. It's a windy, stormy Honolulu. It's been rainy and kind of crazy weather for the last week. I've been absolutely loving it. I haven't had to water the grass. It's fantastic. I know many of you are wearing winter clothes. I'm sitting here in a nice golfing shirt and shorts and definitely no shoes. So it's still 80 degrees. Definitely consider Hawaii as a choice for your vacation because the weather is always warm here and it's wonderful. And my wife actually says this time of year she's cold. You think it's insane, right? I agree. It definitely is not cold, but when you have only experienced a 10 to 15 degree shift in temperature from 85 to you know, maybe 79, that is, that gets cold for the people here. And I've been holding out so far. I haven't had to, well, with one exception, wear a light jacket when it was blowing really hard and raining. But other than that, who needs a jacket in Hawaii? Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to the Ohana. Of course, all of you that are longtime listeners of the show. And of course, for those of you new, Ohana means family. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the family and listeners of this show. And really, there is no membership requirements. Just because you're here, you're part of the Ohana, and I want to welcome you, of course, to the show. And of course, I want to make sure that you get over to geeknewscentral.com. And really, the best thing to do is really subscribe to the show, and you'll find it very easy to do so. All you got to do is go to the second column of the website. Then there's an orange box there that says subscribe. There's an RSS feed, Zune, iTunes link. And of course, you get signed up for our newsletter. The newsletter contains everything I'm going to cover today in the show. If you don't catch the show live, when we're up live very late in the evening here in Honolulu, you can watch the show on your Roku, your Boxy, on your Google TV, on your Samsung Smart TV, you name it. We're on all the channels with the Tech Podcast channel on those devices, or just come over to geeknewscentral.com directly with your Google TV. And of course, if you have questions, you can email me here at the show at geeknews@gmail.com. Twitter me at geeknews on Twitter, of course. And our voicemail hotline is 619-342-7365. 619-342-7365. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for your convenience to drop me a shout out, a hello and aloha, saying, hey, what's up? Here's what I hate. Here's what I like. Or even comment on stuff about the show as we want you to. So again, geeknews@gmail.com and of course Twitter @geeknews. So anyway, what's been happening? It's been an interesting week and then really obviously heading into the holidays here. Merry Christmas to everyone. I want to say that right up front. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, whatever floats your boat. And you know, this is a time to spend time with family. And, you know, just enjoy the period, of course. And we want to, of course, wish everyone a Merry Christmas. We got one show left before Christmas. Of course, we'll have the Thursday night show recorded, have available for when you're getting ready to get in the car to go to grandma and aunt, uncles, or family. I know you're going to be traveling. Many of you are going to be traveling at least 50 miles. Many of you are going to be getting on airplanes. So you're going to want to have some entertainment with you. You want to definitely have the Geek News Central podcast loaded in your portable media device so that you can listen while on the airplane. And if you are airborne right now and you're listening to the show, thanks for being here and listening to us in the friendly skies. Well, I tell you, we've got a lot of amazing offers by our sponsor, GoDaddy. They have done something pretty remarkable here over the past month. They have simply flooded me with offers. And of course, you can find all the offers at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And there's all kinds of stuff there. Now, let me see if I can make this work the way I want it to work when I bring this up. I don't think so. Let me flip this in. First thing we're going to talk about is a 4GH web hosting offer. This is a great offer by GoDaddy. You get 3 months of hosting at $1.99 a month. And basically, you just sign up for that economy hosting plan and save $3 a month for the first 3 months. And then when you get ready to renew that account, then I'm going to put you on another deal. I'm going to put you on a one-year plan. Let me find the right link here, where you're going to be able to save 25% on that hosting plan. And basically, what you're going to use, you're going to use the code CES2. This is a great plan to save you 25% on a hosting account. You can use this even when there's a sale going on. So many times my codes get preempted when there's a sale. If you're on GoDaddy, they've got a sale, they bundled something good, you can get an additional 25% off. That's on a hosting plan of 12 months or more. And of course, that's the code. That's the code we want everyone using a lot. Share that code with friends and family, people that you know. It's going to pay a lot of bills for us for CES, and we want you to be all over, to be honest with you. All right, what else have I got here for you? I've got this is not something that I have, but if you are looking to protect your business, you need to do so by registering your own .xx so that someone else doesn't do it. And this is kind of an interesting offer here. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you a pretty big percentage off here. We're going to give 20% off on multiple year registration of a .xx. So for example, I should register geeknewscentral.com.xxx so that when people come to Geek News Central on that portion. Now, why they would, I don't know, but some of you will definitely want to protect your brand by doing that. So I got just a huge stack here of stuff. .codomains for $13.99, .me for $6.99. All this is in the show notes, all right? So all you got to do is basically get into the show notes, and you'll find all these codes linked at the very bottom of the website, and that's going to get you dialed in on how to save a lot of money at GoDaddy. Please share those codes. It helps keep the lights on here. Link to them in your blogs. Write about them. Tweet about them. Whatever you can do to help us out. That CES2 code, that 25% off code, that's the one we really want you to promote for us and help us out. All right. Thanks, GoDaddy, for being a sponsor here. And, of course, our official media sponsor at CES 2012. All right. Let's talk here just a little bit about some of the stuff that's been happening on this past weekend. Would you believe I killed my to-do list completely? I got it done. It's off. It's empty. At 8 o'clock last night, it was zeroed out. I walked into the living room and told my wife, I'm all caught up. And she kind of looked at me like, what does that mean? Because it never happens. In all honesty, though, as I'm sitting there and enjoying some time with the family, I was like, ding, ding, ding. More things to go on the list, but not so bad stuff. The main thing I got to get done now is I got to get stuff to the accountant for the end of year accounting and get that into them so they don't whack me for a surcharge for getting the stuff in when they get too crazy busy. But other than that, I'm really caught up. So it was a great weekend getting a lot of work done, and I'm hoping to enjoy the holidays just like the rest of you are instead of having to work basically through it. And that just sucks, and I need a break, to be honest with you. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a little contest, and I don't know if we've got time or if you have time to participate, but we're going to do two. We're going to do two contests. You guys know every year for CES, we have a intro video, and Jeffrey Powers is working on our 2012 entry, and he's kicked it back to us a couple of times, and I'm not completely happy with it. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to guarantee a winner, but I'm going to try to have a winner from this audience. If you take the time, and I'll provide you whatever graphics you need, all you got to do is email me at geeknews@gmail.com. So send me the graphics over that you want. And then I want you to get creative. And I need a CES intro, 10 to 12 seconds. I'll give you the audio bed. You can mix and match this thing up to your heart's content. And what I'm going to do is, I can't put a lot of money on the table on this, but I'm going to put $250 out there for some that want to go out and create us. And I am not at all artistic when it comes to doing this kind of stuff. And I know some of you are. We've got a great intro for this show. It was done by one of our listeners. And, you know, that is, you know, and viewers, it just, you know, really jazzes up the show. So I'm looking for about a 10-second intro. And I'll give you some samples that some other companies have done. And so, you know, some ideas I have. And I know it's not a lot of money. And probably if I went out and contracted this, it would be a couple of $1,000s. But if I don't get something together that I like, I'm going to have to build it myself. And it's probably not going to be as pretty as one of you guys can do. So $250 on the table. And we're going to run that contest. Now, another thing we're going to do is we're going to give away some Rokus. And this is kind of a cool little device. I'm going to show you this. This is a little LED. It basically, I'm going to be wearing this at CES. And it's right, of course, right now you can see it running the GNC intro. And it just loops. So what I'm looking for is I'm looking for cool video clips that can be mashed up from stuff from the show, the stuff that's going to have branding, that's going to promote me and Geek News Central, tech podcasts, and some of the stuff. So if you want to put together some little intros, and they don't have to be long, you know, they can just be mashups of stuff that you find that we've done in the past. And if you put these together, I'll have these, so I'll load them up, and we'll give away some Rokus for those entries, okay? And matter of fact, I'll probably even throw in a Roku for the person that does our basically wins our CES intro. Again, I'm going to say right off the bat, I'm not going to guarantee a winner, but if you do better than Jeffrey can do and I can do, you'll win. And matter of fact, I'll put them up for everyone to look at. We can kind of vote on them together. We got a short amount of time. I need your entries no later, absolutely no later than this is going to really butt up against Christmas. I'm going to say I need them by the 28th of December. All right. I'm going to need your entries by the 28th. Get them over to me and we'll vote on them. And award a winner. So far as this stuff goes, same thing. Send me some cool video stuff. It'll do stills too. You can put a mock-up of stuff and we'll give away some Roku. So basically, I'm just trying to get you guys to help me with some of the production work for the show and give away some money and some prizes at the same time. We're still hiring writers for Geek News Central. A lot of stuff's going to be popping here. You're going to see stuff on GNC tonight. We're going to be talking about a lot of the tech stuff that is being announced. So I got a lot of cool articles for you to go through, and we're going to be punching stuff out. We pay our writers here at GNC. So if you have writing ability, definitely want to hear from you and basically tell me why you should be a writer here. And I am looking for people that do have some writing experience and have a tech background. That's important to me. Okay. What else here? CES 2012 donations kind of dried up. So if you want to help our support staff, feel free to donate. I would appreciate it. Link will be in the show notes. And I think that's all I've got here. I've already talked a long time before we get into the content here. I want to thank Audible. Their campaign has wrapped. I haven't heard back from the vendor. I don't think we're going any further through the end of the month just because of the holidays and people are normally checking out and not listening as much. But I do have one additional offer for you here. And you know, this is an amazing, amazing product. When it comes to running a successful business, you know, there's a lot involved. And, you know, there is a lot of choices you have to make. And one of the choices that I have made here for my own business, and, you know, I was backing up one or two machines and I had another strategy going on, but I wasn't backing up my whole suite of media. So there's some things business people overlook, and your data shouldn't be one of them. You know, computers, servers, external hard drives, and even take backups are vulnerable to failure. and data loss. In the U.S. alone, over 140,000 hard drives fail every single week. And according to one study, 7% of companies that lose their data for 10 days or more don't survive beyond a year as a business. So there's lots of companies using Mosey for Business. For example, Jim, a real estate professional, you chose Mosey Pro because it was the most effective and most reliable backup service. Jim said, we have complete peace of mind knowing their data is backed up offsite. I can look into his partner's eyes any day of the week and say we'll never have an issue with lost data. So here's what I want you to do. If your business is not backed up with Mosey Pro, you really need to make sure your data is backed up. Give our friends at Mosey a call. Okay, pay attention here. Get your pen out, or you can check the website later. They've been doing this for a long time and run the most secure, most trusted online backup service. And right now, we're going to save you 15% by using a promo code podcast15 when you make that call, all right? You got to call 877-669-9776. That's 877-669-9776. Or visit Mosey Pro. That's M-O-Z-Y Pro. com. We thank Mosey Pro for being a new sponsor here and coming on board. We definitely appreciate their business. We'll hope that you go and check them out. Again, you'll definitely want to get over to moseypro.com and basically, you know, use that pod15 code, okay? Podcast15. And they got a lot of great info over here. And the telephone number's on the website. Let them know that you heard this offer on Geek News Central or one of our other members, and we'll get credit for that purchase. This is a great product for your business. And actually, I'm implementing here on all machines, Macs and PCs, so it's all going to be done together. It's pretty awesome to have a complete backup solution for my entire studio, all the machines, kids' stuff even. So I included those in it, and it all just goes up to the cloud, and the price was actually surprisingly low to do everything. Okay, let me go ahead here and get into the content tonight. We got a stack of stuff, and I've been talking long enough about sponsor stuff and just general stuff. Let me close all these little windows here so that we are back to square one. Let me bring that back. Okay, there we go. And my first article tonight is over at extremetech.com. Talking about Kim Jong-il. Of course, I'm sure no one is weeping that he has left this earth. I heard some television show or some, heard a plane in the background talking. It was a radio program talking in the background about how these mourners were just screaming and falling over themselves, probably with the guy in the back with AK-47. You better cry. You better cry really, really good. And so anyway, we'll see if his son is any more whacked than he is. But, you know, you just think about how backwards from a technology standpoint those poor people are in that country. And it just shakes your head. You know, if you really think about it, we'll see what they do over the next couple of days. But from a technology standpoint, they might as well be in the dark ages. And they don't have the freedoms to be able to listen to shows like this. And if they do, they're smuggled in. If they get caught, they can end up in a concentration camp and all kinds of crazy stuff. So I guess if nothing else, we'll hope that this new leader comes to his common sense. But I don't think it's going to happen. Hey, lifehacker.com has a good article up, and this is just kind of a safety thing because of the holidays and we're all using a lot of electricity. But here's an important thing. Learn the limits of your electrical outlets. And if you're blowing a breaker from time to time, you'll definitely need to get that circuit breaker checked and also make sure you're not overloading that circuit. There's some real simple calculations you can do to add up how much load that you're running on a specific circuit. Generally, most house circuits are running 10 to 15 amps, and it's not too hard to figure out what your actual load is based upon what's plugged in. So, but also remember that you have to have a little headroom inside those. You can't run that right up to 8-9 amps. You need to, you know, be running about 80% because stuff does spike from time to time, and you just cause yourself a lot less hassle. We had drops put in this room, extra electrical drops brought in by a certified electrician because I just basically needed more power, and the circuit that we had that was running in here didn't have enough. And so, you know, it's just a safety thing. So make sure you're doing that in your house, especially if you have an older home. Now, this next one you guys are going to love. And I saw this and I thought this thing is going to have cakes. Okay, you have your iPad, right? And of course, mine's inside a case. It's got a battery backup. But if you're carrying your iPhone around and you want to have the ability to have a little light, yes, the Apple light up on your iPhone, there's a kit that you can do that. And you have to order it through China now, because the folks that were doing it initially are worried about trademark stuff. But for $42, you can get one, and you can mod your iPhone. This is over on ogizmo.com, and you can say that wherever they stole this image from, it was KO Gadget, wherever that website is, but I found it over on ogizmo.com. But I have a link up in the show notes and that. So if you want an iPhone mod to light up the logo on the back of the phone, I'll give you the link to get over there to do that. Hey, I want to talk just a few minutes here and talk about the SOPA. We're probably not going to have any more moving on that until after the new year. Maybe they even talk maybe potentially next week. There may be some hearings, but we'll see what Congress and the House Judiciary Committee does. But there's a good comment made by the general manager of Reddit. And you guys probably that listened to /.review before. And actually, Andy's bringing that show back. I'm being told Andy is bringing SDR News back next week. There's going to be some new episodes coming up, and they're going to be producing 2 to 3 episodes a week. The format's going to change a little bit, and one additional guest host. So if you are a /.review fan, SDRnews.com, you'll definitely want to get over there and encourage Andy to start kicking out shows. I've been pushing him, come on, Andy, let's get this baby rock and rolling, because he's one of our team members, obviously, going to CES, and I want his numbers ramped back up. But I don't know how I digressed into that topic. But anyway, the Reddit general manager basically said is that because Reddit deals with millions of users and thousands of sub-communities, many of those link out to copyrighted materials. They said the content can range from photographs to images to clips on YouTube, or even copyrighted movies hosted on a third-party site, that they feel Reddit could become under the scrutiny of organizations like the NPAA and RIAA once SOPA is passed. And it says, here's what the manager says. He says, it doesn't matter what they say, the bill is for. The language is far too vague and far too easy for the various parties to use it beyond the stated goals. Given our experience with DMCA, it's a safe assumption that various right holders will use SOPA in such a way that U.S. companies like Reddit are impacted. So I have this link up in the show notes to his statements and stuff, but you know, I think this is something we'll just have to all pay attention to. Along with that, Senator Harry Reid has decided to move to approve the Protect IP Act, and he wants to move both these bills forward. And he announced over the weekend that he's seeking to override the hold on the Protect IP Act and put forth by Senator Ron Wyden, along with Senators Jerry Moran, Maria Cantwell, and Rand Paul, who have this thing essentially still stuck in committee. He wants to bring this out. And so, in other words, so the senators informed the other Democratic senators that he intends to put Protect IP to be the first bill brought to the floor when the Senate returns for business in January. So apparently the cloture will now happen on January 24th, 2012, just as the Senate comes back into session. So here's what we're going to need to do. We're going to have to be sending letters now to all of our elected officials and talk about this Protect IP Act and voice your opinion and get your views heard now. And this is pretty disappointing that this is being pushed through. We'll see where it goes. But there's senators on both sides of the aisle that wants this Protect IP Act to be put forth so that they can begin censoring the internet. think we have to be very careful here. We're going down a very slippery slope with this particular bill. And so we need to stay abreast of it and watch it. So let's not lose our eye on the eight ball here. But at the same time, that some courts are already appearing to think that SOPA is kind of in play because Phillips Morris has brought three cases to bear. And this is pretty scary here. The company claims that the websites that they're calling out is offering infringing works. And basically, they have, without a hearing from the site owners, they've been able to get massive injunctions against those service providers to take down or otherwise block the sites. Now, here's what the Phillips Morris restraining order has done. And this nothing has went, the folks that own the dot-coms haven't even been able to go to court. So the defendants are enjoined from using any Philip Morris marks in websites, domain name extensions, links to other websites, search engine databases. The domain registers are directed to transfer the domain name certificates to a plaintiff, a.k.a. the Philip Morris. The registers are directed to transfer the domains to another register. We'll hold the registrations for the domain in a trust. And basically, they're telling the register is going to have to update the DNS data so it points to a copy of the complaint summons and court documents. And not only that, they're getting the courts to implement restrictions on the guy on these companies' financial systems so that they're going to actually redirect any funds or any transfer made to these individuals to stop it. They're going to stop those transfers. And basically divert them into Philip Morris bank accounts. Again, this is all without a hearing from the people that are being accused. Where are we at in this country when a company can do that? Does this not concern all of you? Now, irregardless if those sites were infringing or not, they deserve their day in court to be able to say their piece and to have a lawyer represent them, at least to fight the restrictions. Now, if a judge finds that there's still probable cause and he puts the injunction in, so be it. But it's like I could have something up on Geek News Central and Philip Morris could say, oh, that's my mark. I want the website domain name, extensions, links to other websites, all that rescinded. I want the registers to take my domain away. I want the site to be redirected to the court order. So this is what SOPA is going to bring to the table. It's going to give companies the ability to do this without a fair day in court. Same thing with Privacy IP Act. So, you know, there's some ex parte problems here with judicial oversight. So, you know, only hearing one side of the story isn't enough to trigger the draconian measures that the judicial system is taking on people right now. It's got to make you say, wow. They couldn't do this to your business. If you had a brick and mortar, they couldn't come in without you having it, you know, they could serve you. You go to court and they can shut you down for selling copyrighted stuff. But they're not going to seize your property, at least not yet. Are we to that point? Are we getting into a police state where that's going to happen? This is all stuff going through the legislature right now. And it doesn't help that the MPAA they think countries like China, Iran, Armenia, Ethiopia, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, Bahrain, Syria, Uzbekistan, and Vietnam all have great examples of censoring information on the internet. They think that's fantastic. Things that we should have here in the United States. They have lost touch with everything. And to top this off, over on PCWorld.com, a professor has filed a complaint against Verizon over net neutrality. So here we are. We're on many, many fronts. being attacked. And basically this professor has basically said the U.S. Federal Communication Commission should investigate Verizon Wireless for allegedly blocking Google Wallet on a new smartphone available to the carrier's customer. In a letter dated Monday, Professor Barbara Van Schwerk, director of Stanford Law School Center for Internet and Society, called on the FCC to look into the potential net neutrality violations by Verizon for its decision to leave Google Wallet off the Samsung Nexus 4G LTE smartphone. Now, remember, Android is supposed to be an open platform, right? Verizon's decision to block Google Wallet on the new phone appears to violate net neutrality or the open access conditions that they agreed to when the FCC tagged onto the 700 megahertz spectrum that Verizon won in 2008. She goes on to say, there is great uncertainty about what exactly is happening with Google Wallet on the smartphone, she wrote. She wants the commission to investigate the situation as quickly as possible and send a signal to the market that innovators, consumers, and licensees, the openness conditions will be enforced. So we'll see what happens with this. But here we go. We've got, you know, net neutrality fights going on at the same time. So they can seize domains. They can put stuff on the phone that they're not, or leave stuff off the phone that they're not supposed to. And all kinds of stuff going on. It's just crazy. Now, there are a bunch of hypocrites over there at the RIAA. Because a number of news organizations is reporting that we've talked about this site, youhavedownloaded.com, has exposed, guess this, check this out, has exposed RIAA and Department of Homeland Security IPs downloading stuff off peer-to-peer networks. They're talking out of both sides of their mouth. They don't, you know, it's just amazing. Now, this site, it was initially put up as a joke by three friends who give their physical address as being in Antarctica. The site basically, it reads your IP, searches its database, and displays some files of things you've downloaded if you put your IP in. So it appears that the RIAA is going out, and the Department of Homeland, maybe that's part of their investigation, right? Are going out and using peer-to-peer networks. So they're hypocrites. They really, really are. So I kind of switch gears here, but crazy world that we live in, and we need to pay attention and we need to engage our congressional reps. If you're out and you go to any political events, then all you got to do here is reach out to a, you know, out to your representative. And basically, if you're going to any political events, grab these guys and say, hey, what are you doing? Of course, there's a lot of other stuff, too, about the economy and everything else we need to grab them to. Hey, by the way, I got a Christmas card. I should have played this earlier. Let me play this for you. You guys tell me who this is, who this came from. So that, I thought that was a pretty cute Happy Holidays card from my friends at GoDaddy. Leave it to Bob Parsons for having this. So anyway, pretty cool. And then probably that music was copyrighted and probably get it flagged on, this video flagged on YouTube when I put it up today. Oh, gosh. Okay, let me see here. All right, AT&T. Well, sayonara, AT&T and T-Mobile. They have officially given up on his plans to buy out T-Mobile. We have won a big one here. This is a great. In a statement, the company said it had agreed with Dutch Telecom to cease pursuing a merger, which, of course, has come under increased scrutiny from both the government and advocacy groups and, of course, people that listen to podcasts like this one. And now they're going to have to give T-Mobile a whole bunch of money. I think like $4 billion spectrum and some other stuff. So what does that really mean for T-Mobile now? Now, of course, my family has T-Mobile accounts. We're big fans of T-Mobile because the pricing is great. If you have kids with the mobile phones, they've been really aggressive in pricing. Matter of fact, we just basically re-signed a contract at a much lower price. So if you haven't looked at T-Mobile prices, please go look. that with this $3 billion in cash infusion that they're going to get from AT&T, I love it. I love that they got to give them $3 billion in spectrum. So what are they going to do with that money? Are they going to pack their bags and leave the U.S. market, which Dutch Telecom has threatened to do in the past? Are they going to invest? Are they going to partner with somebody else? They're talking about Dish being a potential partner. They're going to talk with Sprint or someone else. How's this going to work? But Wall Street is pretty excited to see what will happen. And I hope that T-Mobile finds its way and continues to have a great offering that competes with the rest of these chuckleheads in the mobile space and have a great mobile offering. You know, obviously, their data stuff is not up to speed, of course, but you know, they can't beat their rate plans. You really can't. All right, the folks over at Google, and this is a story that was over Engadget and a lot of other sites this morning. Google announced an update to Google Plus. They have updated it. Now, the one thing I like, and it basically hasn't made it into my account yet, is that if you have business pages or company pages set up, you can now essentially assign business partners to them. You can share it with up to 50 named managers who can now administer a Google Plus page, and so that's pretty cool. You can do that, and so a whole bunch of other updates as well. There's some things that you can do with the stream. So if you want a specific article is being too heavy on the volume, you can turn it down. But they've made a lot of updates. I got three different videos here on updates. Of course, we used the Hangout for Saturday Morning Tech and had a great turnout. The first 10 or 15 minutes, you guys may have been bored because it was talking about CES. But you'll definitely want to listen to the video. Isn't so great when we're in Hangout. But you want to listen to the show because we really had some great conversation the last really hour, 15 minutes of the program. So definitely listen beyond the beginning stuff and then the CES part and then go into the regular content because we had some real good conversation there from the group of folks that were hanging out with me on Saturday morning. Wall Street Journal on Sunday had a big article about the Apple TV plans. And this thing was pretty extensive. I even had to read it a couple of times to kind of, because, you know, I'm trying to digest as much stuff as I can on what's going on with Apple and the Apple TV. So we do know that it looks like they're going to embed a DVR or the iCloud. So it's going to be kind of a combination in this new TV. It's going to obviously have the voice commands, talking about some sort of motion commands as well. There's going to be some sort of a QWERTY keyboard available as well, apparently. They're going to have different types of apps, and basically you're going to search for programming through Siri. So the question is, you know, is this going to tie right back into the App Store? And I think the answer to that is absolutely. Why wouldn't it? And is it going to be a kind of a standard TV? Is it going to take a cable input as well? We'll have to see. And I hope this is beyond a hobby project at this point. And I hope that we see this offering sometime in 2012. I've already told you that I will be the first one in line, or I will camp out overnight to order mine or wherever they're going to sell these things. I'm going to be there because I'm a big believer this is where the whole space is heading. And I think we're going to have some exciting news out of CES on Google TV too. And Google TV, the new version of Google TV, I do like it. It's grown on me. Now, not only has, I should have had this article earlier when I was talking about Google Plus. There's a Google Plus app update. So if you are on Android, definitely update the Google Plus app in the marketplace, and they got some cool new features. All right, this is going to make you laugh here. Facebook is not real happy with an Israeli entrepreneur named Rotem Guez because he ran a business called the Like Store. And what he did is he sold likes to advertisers. So he's been sued by Facebook for running this and basically gaming their system. And they deleted his account. and he countersued them for that deletion of that account. Now, Facebook has sent out a cease and desist letter. So Gomez did not respond to Facebook demands. Instead, check this out. He leaked. I don't know how fast this happens. Maybe our listeners in Israel can reach out. But he legally changed his name to Mark Zuckerberg. He says, if you want to sue me, you're going to have to sue Mark Zuckerberg. This is bizarre. Why would you? I guess this guy is royally upset. You would have to be very, very upset to change your name to Mark Zuckerberg, legally change it. That just makes me sit back and go, because I guess he figures that if he changes his name and he's going to get more press. So how fast can you change your name in Israel? Is it like a one day thing? Just, well, hey, I want to change my name to Mark Zuckerberg. It's odd. All right, this next one's cool for you, us gadget freaks. You wait to see this. PC World today was a bonus of material. I guess they're the only ones that are working. Everyone else is on vacation, but let me show you this robot. Now, those of you that are listening, this is a netbook robot. And basically, it's a laptop that's sitting on a robot. It's strapped on, and you basically drive the robot on remotely. And the laptop does the integration and the controls and provides the internet and all other kinds of... This is pretty cool. It's called the Oculus Telepresence Robot. It's an impressive mesh, according to this article, impressive mesh of personal robotics, wireless internet surveillance, and low-price gadgetry. How can it be an impressive mesh of robotics when it's low-price gadgetry that can be controlled by just about any tablet, iOS device, or computer? So I'm looking at this thing, and I want one. I really do. This is very cool. Now, I don't know if it'll work good on carpeting, because we got a lot of carpeting here in my house, but definitely this is a Kickstarter. Oh, it's a Kickstarter project. So you can donate to this project, and pretty cool stuff. I have this link up in the show notes. You can check out if you want to donate to the Kickstarter, be in line then to be able to order one of these when they reach their goal. It's just a cool geek freak gadget. That's all it really is. Okay, let's go ahead and talk about NASA here for just a second. NASA has basically pulled the plug on Discovery for the final time. They closed the doors, and she's going to be loaded up and sent to up to the Smithsonian. Did I just pronounce that incorrectly? Smithsonian? La, 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 la. Anyway, it's going to be flying up to Dulles and basically taken to, I've been in that museum a couple times now. It's, what's the official name of that museum? It's going to be at the, okay, it's the Udvar Hazy's, what is it? Oh, my God. Udvar Hazy's James C. McDonnell Space Hangar. Udvar Hazy. I guess I'm going to have to look him up. I don't know about him. James C. McDonnell, I know. James C. McDonnell Space Hangar. So anyway, they're going to have it up there. They're actually going to take the Enterprise, which has been on display up there, and move that out. And then Enterprise is going to go up to the Intrepid Sea and Airspace Museum in New York. So that's where it's headed next. But this is an article. It's over on the Christian Science Monitor. I have the link up in the show notes. Hey, if you're going to be traveling this weekend and get in an airport and get stuck, look for Skype. Skype is going to be giving away free holiday Wi-Fi at major airports. So if you get stuck, Skype announced that it's offering free internet, a free hour of internet access via third-party wireless hotspot within the Skype footprint at more than 50 U.S. airports. So this is kind of cool. The holidays are all about connecting with those that you love. Linda Summers, Skype Director of Product Marketing, sent a statement. Skype is helping people maintain these meaningful connections this holiday season from wherever they meet. Maybe a voice or video call via Skype when you can't be together for the holidays is the next best thing to being there. Offers good from 21 to 27 December. And so they're going to have this at LaGuardia, JFK, New York, San Francisco International, Hartsfield, Jackson in Atlanta, O'Hare, Midway in Chicago. There's a full list. I'll have that up in the show notes. You can definitely check it out. So pretty cool on Skype for doing that. All right. This is on the Department of Dumber and Dumber. And, you know, I just don't understand. Okay. One thing my mom told me when I was getting ready to go in the Navy, she says, you know, I don't care what kind of woman you bring home, but don't get a tattoo. And I'm not bashing on people that get tattoos, and some of them are beautiful, and I've seen some pretty exotic stuff over the years. But why would you get a QR code on your hand? This guy has tattooed a QR code that works on his forearm. And basically, I hope the service he picks is a good, reliable one, because what happens when the service goes down and he can't change where that QR code links to? So he's got this QR code, which you can scan, and it sends it off to some site. And I guess he can change it at will. And so he's put this on his arm, and there's a YouTube video about it where it sends you to. So I guess he can be a walking advertisement for someone. You know, if you're going to put a QR code on your body, you know, why don't you just stick it right in your forehead right here? You know, right up on your forehead, put that big QR code up there, and then just, you know, stand on the street and people can walk up to you and, you know, read the QR code off your forehead. And, you know, you can be a walking billboard. If you're going to put it on your, you know, you can put a QR code, that's the place to put it. You know, or you don't want to put it on a butt cheek because it's kind of hard to get that scanned without being arrested. But I guess the forearm is as good a place as any. I'm just be honest with you, I'm just kind of shocked. Link will be in the show notes for you to check it out. What is the weirdest tattoo you've seen? I've seen some weird ones. And I've seen, my wife and I laugh because every time we see one that has kanji, someone has a kanji, and it's here in Hawaii, like everyone's got something kanji on their arm. And we've asked almost every person that we can, hey, what do you think your kanji means? And they'll tell you, and my wife like, no, it doesn't mean that. Please, if you are going to go and get a tattoo with kanji on your arm, please ask someone with a very strong knowledge of kanji if that character means what you think you're getting. Because we've seen some pretty bizarre stuff. And it doesn't take too much of a mistake in the curve or a tip or the wrong angle to change the entire meaning of the kanji symbol. If you feel in your heart you're happy with it and you don't want to know what it means, don't ask, because you might be surprised. Or you'll be going back to get laser treatment to get it off. Hey, one thing I've been noticing in my email is a lot of scam email coming in. So I want you all to be aware of that over the holidays. I got one that basically, I thought it was coming from backupify.com. They're doing a changeover in their system, and I've got an account over there. So they sent this email came in and says, hey, we need you to come in and re-log in and change a bunch of stuff and, you know, that reauthorize your accounts. And I looked at the link that they were trying to send me to. I was like, they're not sending me to backupify.com. And so I typed in backupify.com manually, went to the website, logged into my account, and none of this stuff that they wanted me to do in this letter was requested. They were shifting some database stuff, so I had to do some things, but they're trying to scam us into giving up our account information so they get access to our emails and stuff. There's a lot of other stuff going around. Apple supposedly is doing some sweepstakes. None of that's happening. They're not producing a millionth iPhone commemorative edition or nothing like that. So just be careful on potential scams and keep your family informed, okay? All right, next article up is one that's over on the BBC. And let me get this loaded here. Is it going to load? Okay, we'll skip that one and I'll come back. Let me hit the page refresh. LED lights. You know, many of us have those compact fluorescents in our home. Matter of fact, I got two above me. They're not on, but the lights for this studio are done with a very expensive light panel LED lights. And a couple of years ago, we saw our first LED light bulb by C. Crane at CES 2010. Last year, they had some more offerings. But now LED lighting is starting to be rolled out and done some trials to see how much energy they really save over the cost of installing, because LED lights will be more expensive. But they feel at this point that they feel that LED technology could dominate the lighting market for commercial buildings and even starting in home construction in 2015 because of this huge, huge energy savings. Really, on my LED lights that I have here for my light panels, what actually uses more energy is the actual transformers than the actual lights themselves. So, because they use so little energy, I make sure that they're on the green switches so that when they turn off, the transformers are turned off. So it's the same, you know, what they're trying to do in these housing markets is they're trying to come up with different lighting. And it's really remarkable. I want to show you, for those of you that are watching a video, I want to show you something really cool. And those of you that are listening, I want you to load this article from the BBC and look at the image that's halfway down the page. With compact fluorescence, I don't like the lighting color so much. But when I'm running my LED lights here in the studio, it's a very calm, nice white light. And when you see this difference in the lighting scheme in this building, it really sets it off in a good way. Very crisp, very white, very nice light. Not yellow, dingy. I really like the light emitting diodes, and the pricing on those are coming down. I think it's just fantastic. But I didn't have that up for those of you that were watching. That was dumb. So anyway, there's the image of it. And so what they can do also is they can order different, I guess for a better word, different ranges for outdoor indoor light. There's a range they can. It can actually change the range. And here in the studio, I'm running 5600K. It's basically the same as outdoor light. That's the kind of the look it's supposed to give in the studio, even though we've got them kind of turned down because we've got, you know, we got kind of a night effect going on here because we record the show at night. That's kind of the thing. But I can turn them up and get a much more bright look in here if I wanted to. But I think if I was to build a new building, it would definitely set the building up. Plus, the energy savings is just enormous. So definitely want to pay attention to this. Hey, there's a good article here also, and I didn't even have to watch the video. Here's the topic: are kids growing out of children's gadgets? When my wife was buying Christmas presents for my sister's kids, they got a pretty wide range. I think the youngest is four or five, and then the oldest is a year younger than Anna, 14, so 10-year range. And she knows she got the older ones some stuff, and we like to buy them, get them an actual gift instead of giving money. And stuff that's usable and stuff that's not stupid. But the one thing that my wife picked up for the 5-year-old was kind of like this, I guess it was like a little inexpensive play notebook. And I said, do you really think he's going to play with that? Because his mom's got an iPad and her husband has an Android tablet. And I know the kids are using those, and even the 5-year-old. I said, are we sending him something that he's just going to say, I've been playing with an iPad or an Android. He's not, you know, not, what is this piece of junk? Is that the reaction that the kids are going to have now with gadgets? Are we at a point where, you know, I look at my 8-year-old, you know, he's been playing on my iPhone, you know, since it got Gen 1. you know, and on tablets, and that's, you know, where he games, and he doesn't have to have the little PlayStation DS things. And so because we're all using these gadgets in our homes and we're using tablets, you know, I've got the Kindle Fire setting here, and this is the thing that seems to be disappearing off my shelf the most. I keep having to yell, "Who's got the Kindle?" And someone comes in with it and has had it in their room for a day or so. Our kids getting to the point where we're going to have to buy better gadgets when they're younger, you know, because this stuff is so robust and so user-friendly. I just wonder if we've gotten to that point with our kids. And what do you guys think? You know, are younger kids turned off by the more traditional Toys R Us type of stuff we're going to go in and buy that's supposed to be educational? And are we just doing all the educational stuff now on, you know, the $600 tablets? Is that, you know, is that what we're facing? You know, my kids are old enough now where they're moving into a different stage, but I just can't imagine being a parent with young kids, really young kids, and trying to decide, okay, do I get them that gadget or do I get them this, you know, this toy that they may play with for 2 or 3 days? I don't know. We'll have to, I'd love to hear guys' feedback. Geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. All right, Sky is, Sky Network has blocked access to Newsbin. That's a Usenet newscript service. So if you are a Sky customer in the UK, they blocked that, just so you know. And been a good article on CNET. Mark Anderson did some predictions for 2012 and beyond. And I think he says something here very profound. In here, he says, most of the people in the world still don't have a personal computer, whereas in 3 to 5 years, most people in the world will have a smartphone. If you've got a smartphone, then I can build a business in any domain or category and serve you as a customer no matter where you are in the world, in just gigantic numbers in terms of billions of people. And I think about that a little bit, and I'm like, boy, he's right. You know, there was a time I remember in the Philippines where it would take 2 years to get a landline in. So no one ordered landlines no more. Everyone got cell phones. So now we're getting to the point where in underdeveloped nations where most people can't afford to buy a laptop, they'll still have a cell phone. Or then maybe they'll get a mobile phone. It'll have internet connectivity to it. And they're going to be able to do lots of cool things. Boy, it's pretty exciting, isn't it, to have a more connected world. And I never thought it would be completely through mobile, but I think Mark Anderson's right. That's a 2012 prediction by him. Over in Extreme Tech, Firefox 9 has been unofficially released. They're saying that JavaScript performance has improved by 20 to 30%. One thing I've noticed also on the new Google TV is it is having some issues with JavaScript. There's this one page we load, it loads a video, and then below it there's a JavaScript code, and the way they load the page, it just hangs, and the video doesn't get loaded. So I sent a email off to the group. They're not super tech savvy. I said, hey, you're causing, you know, look at this on a Google TV and see if you can fix this. So anyway, Firefox 9 unofficially out, 20 to 30% performance improved of JavaScript execution. All right, Google X wearable technology. Apparently, they're building some glasses. And the secret off-campus Google X layer, the company's working on wearable technology. This is interesting. So while Apple may be focused on the iPad Nano like watches, Google seems to be pushing ahead in heads-up displays. Can't wait. That will, of course, we'll all be getting hit by cars because we're wearing, they thought talking on a cell phone was bad, but imagine wearing a pair of glasses and have a heads-up display going on and then driving. Oh, that will be interesting. So it's going to be cool to have glasses, a heads-up display in our glasses. Very exciting stuff. Over on thenextweb.com, Google paid $18 million to shutter Aperture, and the Cloudflare, which is the company that basically helps you with CDN-type stuff and helps speeding up your websites. They built a clone in 12 hours, so much for $18 million in shutting down Aperture, the folks over at Cloudflare, build a clone in 12 hours. That's just pretty cool. Get some engineers together and say, hey, we like this product. Our customers like it. Let's build our own. And of course, I'm going to add here, hey, if you're buying a hard drive, pay attention to those warranties. Hard drive manufacturers are slashing the warranty periods. They're saying that they're cutting them from 5 years to 1 year for certain desktop and laptop drives. Seagate, Western Digital cutting back on the warranties. So this is important to pay attention when you read your drives, flip them over and make sure you're getting an extended a warranty on these. You know, typically, if a hard drive lasts 3 years, you're doing real well. If it lasts five, you're even doing even better. But beyond that, they really can't be trusted. I have a little box down in my one drawer here where I've got several eSATA drives and a variety of drives I need for laptops and stuff, because it'll always happen. It'll be a Sunday evening or sometime when I can't get out to go to a store, I'll blow a hard drive on a machine and have to replace it. My Windows Home server will rebuild the drives, but you know, I always have drives on hand. And I know most of you probably financially can't do that, but it is something I just do. And I just take the old drives and smash them, and then okay, let the kids take some aggression out with a sledgehammer on them. Instead of sending them back from warranty, for me, sometimes it's not worth the time. Hey, MIT has given a new online course, has put together a new online course, and they're targeting students worldwide. This is exciting. MIT is going to be launching a online-only course geared to reach prospective learners everywhere. It's called MIT X. Builds on the near ubiquity of broadband communications as well as the ability of social networking capabilities. And this is way all education's going to go, is why send your kid off to MIT, except for the college experience, when they can do online. They can do like the first year of stuff online, then send them off. Of course, if you got a kid that's qualified for MIT, you probably should send them there. But, in countries where, the economics aren't as great, we'll still be able to get people educated. And I see K through 12. How can K through 12 stay in the classroom? You know, with all the troubles that teachers are having, I just think at some point it's going to be much better to have a fantastic set of curriculum that kids are going to be able to interactively learn on. That's just my thought on this. At least in Hawaii, the school system sucks so bad. Now I'm lucky I got my kids in good public schools. We work really hard to get them where they're at. And they work really hard to get into there's like almost a selection process. I could go into that. But gosh, education is, we're falling so far behind. All right, HBO Go will be available pretty much everywhere. Finally, HBO has signed a deal with Time Warner and with Cox, and they're going to be making HBO Go available next month. So finally, those of you that are HBO subscribers will be able to get this. Of course, you already have to be a service. I hope most of you have cut the cord. Make that a goal January 1st to cut the cord. Join me in cutting the cord. All right, Apple wins import ban on select HTC smartphones. This is probably a short-lived win on Apple's part, because HTC says they have a workaround to this issue, but this is a formal import ban against some HTC Android handsets from the U.S., to be imported into the United States. So the ban narrowly applies to only devices that implement a couple of features. And Samsung made changes to get around this patent issue. So this is still a victory for Apple. And this continues to be a Apple versus Google war, essentially. On the internet today, 4 out of 5 videos are encoded in H.264. I think we kind of know that. Long die Flash. Flash be gone. All right. This is a little health article. It's a little weird. This is over on Gizmodo. Let me look at the time. I guess I'm okay. Cocaine levels found in air connected to crime levels and cancer. Well, I guess they're sampling the air, and scientists now can accurately detect drugs floating in the air. So I guess they're finding all kinds of stuff. Crack carcinogens, marijuana byproducts, and It says they're going into areas that are predominantly drug areas and sampling the air. This is pretty scary stuff. And just to think that someone that's burning their brain out on some illicit drug, you know, in the next street over from where you may be living, the air blowing into your area may be causing health effects on you. It's nuts. Link will be up in the show notes for you to check out. IBM is really focusing on the future. And they want to, they say in 5 years, they want to be able to do mind reading, power harvesting from humans. Yes, you heard that correctly. They've done research in bioinformatics, and they've given them great insights into brain activity during certain tasks and think it's not too far-fetched to assume they'll be able to make calls or control computers. They want to be able to take all the kinetic energy generated by ourselves and the machines we use and transfer that into electricity for electronic devices. Interesting stuff here. We're getting really close to some cool, some sci-fi stuff. Hey, Trucker Tom has wrote up an article on Geekness Central talking about a new reality show that's going to be on GBTV, talking about Independence USA. And if nothing else, the comedy factor on this thing is going to be very, very high. This is the first new media independent reality show that is hitting America. This is going to be good. And again, this is purely online. This is part of the Glenn Beck initiative. I've been telling you guys, I've been watching what he's been doing over there. It's this kind of stuff that makes me go, there's definitely some models out there. Now, whether he can pay for it, because it's expensive to do this type of production, will be another thing. Time will tell. Politics aside, I don't care about the politics. I just want to watch how he's building his network and how he's going to do that. I think it's important. And watch other groups, Twit, Revision 3, everyone else, where they're headed and where the space is going. And some of the stuff that we're doing that we can't talk about yet. All right, there's three great CES reviews of gear that we're going to be covering at CES. The Olympus LS100 audio recorder, the Sennheiser new earphones coming to CES, and the Magellan new backup camera built into your GPS. We'll be covering all three of these at the show. They're already all booked. We'll have a live demonstration of these different products, but we've got write-ups for them for you at Geek News Central already. Link is will be up in the show notes. A couple of last articles here. I find it completely exciting that paraplegics are now finally testing some of these bionic ecoskeletons, where they're actually getting up and they're testing now to see how they can make get these paraplegics more mobile. And even though they're tied to a machine, it's exciting time for those that have been wheelchair confined. And maybe worse. So we'll see where this goes. There's a new smart app. It's called Find My Car. It uses Bluetooth 4.0 to help iPhone 4S owners find your car in the parking lot. I always, you know what I do with now with my cell phone? I take a picture of the row I'm in so I don't forget. It's just the small things. There's going to be a Nokia reveal of a Windows phone at CES. So we'll definitely be covering that. That's going to be a press event on Monday, January 9th. We've already got our invite. We'll be there to cover that. And that Russian probe that is circling the Earth that was supposed to go to Mars, it's going to be re-entering Earth's atmosphere sometime next year. And the final tip of the day before we go into show notes, I'm going to email and we didn't have no calls this week. Don't forget 619-342-7365 is our show hotline. But here's the tip of the day. How many of you make your lunch, stick it in the refrigerator, but forget to take it with you to work? Put your car keys on top of your lunch inside your refrigerator. You'll never forget to take your lunch to work because you'll have to get your car keys. Okay? You know, you don't have to keep it inside. Keep them on top. You just got to remember that you put them on top or you put them in the refrigerator. If you're like me, I'll be like, where's my keys? Yeah, honey, where did I put my keys? I am pretty good. I do real well at making sure I put stuff where they're supposed to be. So I don't, except for this morning. I was like, where's my keys? Just hanging up. Oh, I haven't been there in a while. All right, let me go ahead here and get into the comments. Hey, go to Facebook.com. Let's go over there. And let's look at this. He says you go to Facebook.com. And can I load this up? Do I have the password in that? Let me. This is on a Firefox browser. So let's bring that over here. And then we're going to switch this over. And it says search Let It Snow. So what happens? So it starts snowing on the page, folks. If you can't see this real well, those of you that are actually listening, the page is turning white because the snow. So go to Facebook.com and type Let It Snow. So thanks for that, Tim. I appreciate it. That's a nice little trick by the Facebook people. So it took me actually offsite. I don't know where it took. Got an email here from Ian. He says, hey, Todd, U.S. courts are enforcing SOPA-style shutdowns. And he sends me basically some more cases that are going on. They're using SOPA-style tactics to shut stuff down. I want to thank you for that, Ian. And this was actually an article on RT.com. I appreciate it. Jeff Thomas, hey, Todd, thanks for answering my question on your last podcast. You mentioned that I should use a line lever to record Skype calls. Okay, the line lever goes in between your mixer and your computer. It's EB Tech, Echo Bravo Tech, EB Tech. Do I have one? Yeah, I've got, is it hooked to something? It's EB Tech by Morley, and it's called, they've got two, Hum Eliminator and Line Leveler. So all you need is a line leveler. EB Tech is the company. And they're about $80. I have like four of them in between my different systems here. And one box will do two lines, okay? All right, so hope that clarified it. Got an email here from Nir. I actually talked about Nir earlier in the show. Nir is in Israel. Hey, Todd, took a look at the Chinese phone Xiaomi at $311 and better than the Galaxy S2 performance. It's amazing. It has great reviews. Problem is it's only available in China. So, yeah, that kind of sucks. It doesn't really help us a lot, Nir, but thanks for the heads up on that. Got an email here from Richard. He says, hey, Todd, mysterious LTE chip RIM is betting on the future. So this is a Forbes article. I'll have that link up in the show notes. Also got one here that NASA may have found the smallest known black hole. Have that up in the show notes. Another article is talk about the concrete buffer gone wild. This is an article that he found over on Dig. Have no idea what that's in reference to. And also Apple News, Kindle Steve Jobs and Walter Isaacson. Basically, there is a... Walter Isaacson says Steve Jobs' biography was only the first draft, more to come. What does that mean? He's got more material? I got a great email from Alan, and I want to read, I can't read all this, but go over to teachcomputing.wordpress.com. This is a fantastic article. I'm going to put some video links up as well. And this is a great story. Alan's been one of my listeners from around 2007. And he won one of my first copies of my podcasting book a few years ago. And he's done some cool stuff. He did something really cool at a bar camp. And I hope the full story's here, because if I was read this whole email, it would take about 10 minutes. But Alan, I'll link up to your website, teachcomputing.wordpress.com. Hopefully the full story is there. If not, I'll republish this up on Geek News Central with your permission as a full article. But I have that link up for you in the show notes. Got an email email here, sending music to Claude to the cloud. I have that linked up. Not a lot of context that went along with that article. Got an email here. I think this is on the last show. Maybe not. What was the date on that? No, this was... hey, Todd, you got to check out this article. It's awesome. Asa says we're going to stop selling this cheap junk. So anyway, I'll have that link up. Chrome is now number one. Got a whole bunch of email here. I want to thank Jeff Thomas for his $25 donation for our CES show coverage, for our support staff. Thank you very much for that. All right, folks, we're wrapped here. And again, I'll have links in the show notes. If you want to donate to our support staff at CES, please do so. Also, the Audible campaign is wrapped for December because of the holidays. So we've got some good revenue that's come in that we're going to add to the kitty on that. I'm not going to disclose how much that is because that'll give away my advertising rates. But we're going to add that to the kitty. But we really want your help to help us get the rest of the way to $5,000. If you can help donate, that would be great. Every penny of that will go back to helping our support staff at CES 2012. Of course, we want to thank Mosey and thank GoDaddy for the sponsors here, being sponsors of the show actively and all the great offers that they have. If you got comments on today's show, really, it's easy. All you got to do is get your email out, geeknews@gmail.com, voicemail hotline, of course, is 619-342-7365. You can Twitter me at Geek News. It's been my pleasure to bring you this show. We're a wrap. We'll see you Thursday. Everyone have a Merry Christmas. Take care. Aloha.